It's 8:04. I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Uber has implemented a number of safety measures, including annual background checks on its drivers in Colorado, as part of a proposed settlement with the Centennial State. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission issued an $8.9 million fine against the ride-hailing service in November after finding it allowed people with felony convictions or invalid driver's licenses to transport passengers in the state. A new poll shows two-thirds of U.S. voters think the federal government should do more to bring high-speed internet to rural communities. Harvest Public Media's Esther Honig reports that while there's been a recent infusion of federal cash, states still have to step up.
The poll by the organization Connect Americans Now found that the majority of voters, regardless of party affiliation, think that the U.S. government should do more to connect people in rural areas to the internet. The latest round of funding by the Federal Communications Commission was about $1.5 billion, but at least one state said it's not enough. Colorado Republican State Senator Don Corum sponsored a successful bill that allocates about $125 million for rural broadband. He says state-funded programs are more efficient.
I'm always hesitant to bring in federal dollars because there's always strings attached.
The FCC's most recent estimate was that 23 million rural Americans lack access to sufficient broadband. Esther Honig, Harvest Public Media.
This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.